be.
It is time to catch up with Christchurch Media and Dalzell. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
Very well, thank you. Let's discuss briefly the multi-purpose arena. You made a very bold statement last week saying that you will not go back to the ratepayer and ask for more cash for this arena.
Sort of balance. I mean, some people have thought that means that the ratepayers won't be asked to pay for any of it. That's not true. We actually, I inherited a cost-sharing agreement that committed the council up to $253 million, which we put on the budget, which is quite a way down the track. If we want to start building this multi-purpose arena in the place where the government's kind of allocated it on the blueprint, then we need to, and we want to do that soon, we need to bring it forward. To bring it forward, we need to engage with the community through the consultation processes, a special consultative procedure when we do our long-term plan. So, you know, people are going to have a say about it, but I'm not going for the balance. That's what I'm saying, that's it. That's our limit in terms of what I feel that we could, as a city, put to the people of Christchurch in terms of affordability for the city.
Do you worry in that cost-sharing agreement there is a get-out-of-jail clause from the government that says should they find the business case is not sustainable to make money, they can essentially pull out and say, sorry, this isn't going to work for us. Councils, have a great day. Find your own stadium. Find your own cash.
Well, what it actually says, the cost-sharing agreement says, under those circumstances, the council has a commitment to build a 35,000-seat stadium, just a stadium, with no roof, so an open-air stadium, on the land that the Crown's designated, so they would give us the land. Now, that's not acceptable, and if you look at what the pre-feasibility study said, and it was pretty blunt, it said if it ain't got a roof on it, don't build it.
Interesting times indeed. What do you make of Labor's policy over the weekend? $300 million for the city. I was going to say if you were mayor, but you are mayor.
I am the mayor.
Where should that money go? Let's just have a dream case scenario here and forget that, you know, anything else. If I gave you $300 million and said, here you go, this is for the city, how best do you think we should use it? What's the priority, I guess, for the city at the moment, do you think?
Well, there are a range of priorities. And can I just say that I actually like the approach of sitting down with the government to talk about the challenges we face as a city. And what I really like is that both National and Labor are taking the city seriously. Mm. You know, there is always a risk a long time after a disaster's occurred that the city goes off the national radar, as it were.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That has happened in the past, hasn't it? Yeah.
On the radar of both major parties. So I really like the approach. I think both are accepting that the cost-sharing agreement has had its day. We've tidied up a few elements last week in a quick refresh of some of the elements. Well, it hasn't been that quick, but we've got things sorted, like the bus interchange, you know, comes into city council ownership, you know, so there's a number of things that we've kind of ticked off. The big picture stuff, and this is what I said last week, that the convention centre, the multi-use arena, those sorts of things, the future of the residential red zone, these are things that we need to actually sit down and talk to government about, because the solution for Christchurch, in my view, will be of benefit to the people of New Zealand. It isn't just about Christchurch, it's about where Christchurch fits as the sort of major city in the South Island, and, you know, a very strong counterweight when you think of Christchurch in the context of the region of Canterbury and the South Island as a whole, a very strong counterbalance to Auckland. In terms of the priority areas, well, that future of the red zone, obviously the multi-use arena. But look, I was really pleased to see that the whole question of ongoing needs as far as horizontal infrastructure and the flooding risks that the city faces as a direct result of the earthquake. You know, when we did the review of the horizontal infrastructure, the independent review, the person who was doing that review, she said that it would actually make sense for the government and the council to sit down and negotiate a fresh cost-sharing agreement to cover the flooding elements that were specifically, the land drainage components that were specifically as a result of the earthquakes. Obviously, the city has to take responsibility for the fact that it's a low-lying coastal city, but we were hit by an earthquake which has, you know, dropped land levels in certain areas and made those properties a lot more exposed than they were before. So I like the idea of sitting down and negotiating these elements in a sort of a framework of partnership. We've both got a problem to solve. It's good for the city, but it's good for the country as well.
What are your thoughts on the Cranford Street development getting the green light?
Well, they've been trying to get this plan change through for quite some time. They did approach the independent hearings panel through that process. The independent hearings panel wasn't interested in seeing changes. What this process has done is that it's enabled two changes to take place. One is the regional policy statement, which is the regional policy statement covers the limits in terms of urban development within Christchurch, Selwyn and Waimakariri. So it's a joint agreement through the urban development strategy, but at the same time changes our district plan. We've managed to address a number of issues, obviously over the reason it was excluded in the first place from the district plan was because of the flood risk. All of these issues have been dealt with as a number of changes have been implemented in those areas, you know, the new alignment of the Northern Arterial and things like that. So I think it's a win-win for the city. It's a win-win for the developers who now will be able to get on with the job.
Christchurch Mayor Leanne Dalzell, have a great week. Thanks for your time this morning.
Same to you.
Cheers. Bye. It is News Talk ZB.